Thanks very much for that one. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but all of this talking is making me a little bit thirsty, and it seems like Bavish feels the same.
If the purest water is meltwater from glaciers, would the frozen water from Enceladus, Titan, or the Moon, or Mars's frozen polar ice caps be drinkable to us?
So, David, what do you think?
Okay, Bavish. Well, I'm not sure that the purest water is from glaciers, but let's assume it is. Water on the Moon. There is water in permanently shadowed craters near the Moon's poles. There's quite a famous paper about that in subtitled Don't Drink the Water. Because
why?
It's probably got cometary volatiles in there as well, so it'll have all these organic and carbon-bearing molecules as well.
They presumably haven't tasted Cambridge tap water lately.
But I have, and it's probably worse on the Moon.
Okay.
Titan is going to have methane and ethane tainting the ice. Enceladus and Europa are going to be all kinds of salts, possibly magnesium sulfate, or Epsom salts if it's hydrated. So you drink that water, you'll be trotting off to the loo quite soon.
Well, that's
soon,
true, because magnesium sulfate is a pro-diarrheal, isn't it? But there are these people in America where fracking is going on, that are being able to set light to their tap water with methane and ethane coming up with the water. So I suppose they're already used to this.
Well, possibly, but you can't set fire to the water on Titan because there's no oxygen from methane to burn with.
And you couldn't open a nightclub on the Moon either because
there's no atmosphere.
Yeah. But more seriously, so if we do go to Mars, because one of the really important things, the points that people make is we go to Mars and we're going to have plenty of water because Mars was once very wet, there's loads of subsurface water. Could we just dig a hole, pull out some of that ice and drink it?
You would want to purify it. Evaporate it and recondense it. Distill it, basically. And the purest form of water is distilled water. Get some steam and condense it. I mean, stuff is sold as glacier water, and it's got little bubbles of air that's been trapped there since the Ice Age, and it's exotic, but I'm not sure. It depends what you mean by pure.
Well, there was a newspaper did a study a week or so ago, and so it was a newspaper study. So obviously you've got to take this with a pinch of salt, unlike what they're saying about the water. But they actually bought a whole range of these things, off the shelf, some of these very high purity glacial and iceberg water.
Yeah.
And of course icebergs are off of glaciers, aren't they? And also just standard common or garden tap water. And they asked a blinded panel of people to taste them all. And they couldn't tell the difference between the glacial water, some of which was retailing at, hundreds of pounds a bottle, this stuff. And there was no evidence that people could tell the difference between that and tap water.
I'm sure it felt good, though. If you knew you were drinking water that come from Antarctica, it would have given you a buzz.
And there was thousands of, because the USP is that it's thousands, if not millions of years old, this water. I mean, that's got to affect the taste, doesn't it? I suppose the other question is that if you drink water on Mars, do you have to go to a Mars bar to drink it? Michael?
Other chocolate bars are available.
I just wanted to say, with the water being millions of years old, well, most of the other water has been around a bit. It still probably has been water for quite a long time. It's just been not in a glacier, but when you get down to it, it's water. The water that's been like through several people and you chunk it again is still as much water as water that's been stuck in a glacier for that long.